The aroma of Thanksgiving food is filling kitchens across Massachusetts this morning, but many ovens in the Merrimack Valley are empty because homes don't have natural gas. With that area still recovering from the pipeline explosions in September, there are plans in place to provide alternative Thanksgiving meals today to some 23,000 people. WBUR's Callum Borchers has the story.
The 8-foot metal door Jeremy Morse is opening looks and sounds like the entrance of a bank vault. What's inside smells better than money.
Next round, the turkey's going.
A rack holding 32 birds wheels into this walk-in oven. By midday today, Morse and his colleagues at Tuscan Brands will have cooked almost 50,000 pounds of turkey for people who can't prepare their own. Columbia Gas hired Tuscan to feed customers in need. Columbia has restored service to about two-thirds of affected homes in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, but frigid weather has arrived, and repairs haven't come in time for people like Stephanie Gonzalez to make a holiday meal. The Lawrence resident is shoveling instead of cooking.
Our stove still hasn't been replaced, so we can't cook, and the hot water they're working on, it sucks.
The offer of a free Thanksgiving meal may be little consolation for people who would rather cook family recipes in their own kitchens. The goal for Tuscan founder Joe Farrow is to at least prepare a menu that would make grandma proud.
A little more Brussels sprouts, some gravy right here, a little Marsala cranberry sauce right here. It goes all together and you bring it to your house and you have an instant Thanksgiving Day meal.
Farrow is a Lawrence native. He knows the holidays can be difficult at baseline in one of the state's poorest cities.
There are some poverty issues in Lawrence to begin with. This is a hardship on top of that, and this is devastating. You know, this has been really, really tough.
Farrow and his team are preparing meals for pickup later this morning. There are two community buffets in Lawrence, too. The level of hardship is somewhat lower in more affluent Andover. Nevertheless, the senior center there is expecting about 200 people for Thanksgiving dinner. The center's food services director, Frank Melendez, says the community's generosity has been overwhelming.
Some of the farms around the area have reached to us and said, do you need potatoes or do you need vegetables? The turkeys all gets donated.
Dinner at a senior center or from a box is not how most people would choose to spend the holiday, but at least the food will be good. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.